Thank you, Peter. Continuing with the news from Norwich, Dance to Health is designed to benefit Norfolk's older residents and a request to get on with the redeveloping of Anglia Square. But we start with news of an award for a Norwich carer.
As professional carer, putting other people first has been all in a day's work for Lynn Woodcock. But now Mrs. Woodcock has been given a special award for more than two decades of compassion and dedication. The former deputy manager of Badgers Wood Care Home in Norwich has been awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award after dedicating 23 years to the profession. She received the award at the first Caring UK Award, held at the National Railway Museum in York on Friday, December the 8th. The aim of the awards are to recognise excellence, innovation and achievement in all corners of the industry. In order to come out on top, Mrs. Woodcock went through a rigorous assessment process, which involved a visit by the member of the awards team. They toured the facility she worked in, spoke to residents and staff to learn more of her background, and assessed the contributions that she has made to the sector over the years. Mrs. Woodcock was shocked to receive the award, and she said, "I've always just tried to do the best job I could. I can't believe I've won this award for doing the job I just feel passionate about. I was thrilled to hear that I'd even been nominated. There are so many worthy winners in the care sector. Badgers Wood is a beautiful care service. Together, the whole team have worked so hard to bring the home to a high standard that it is today." The Lifetime Achievement Award is presented to the man or woman who the judges believe has dedicated their working life to the caring industry.
Norwich is the time for change at Anglia Square. That is the message from the North City community as revised proposals for the area's regeneration are revealed. And as the site's future is cast into the spotlight once again, this paper joins the calls for 2018 to be the year of positive improvement for this key Norwich development. For years, there has been countless debates about what the future should hold for Anglia Square, and our view that now is the time for this revamp to happen is echoed by readers and key figures in the area. Trevor Wicks, who runs the Hollywood Cinema in Anglia Square, said, "You would hope something is going to happen in 2018. Hopefully the developers and the council can agree on things."
A father of four was a real-life superhero as he rescued a young girl from a house fire while wearing a Superman T-shirt and Batman trousers. Adam Hayden was praised by his neighbour Kim Gibson for the daring rescue of her daughter Molly, aged six, who was trapped when the blaze broke out at their new Cossey home. The 38-year-old Aviva worker used a stepladder to help Molly from a first-floor window, then ran into the burning property on Rufus Street to rescue the family's dog. Mrs. Gibson, aged 32, who managed to escape after Mr. Hayden saved her daughter, described him as a hero. Mr. Hayden said he'd been watching TV when his son spotted flames coming from the ground floor of a neighbouring house. "I thought they needed help, so I got my shoes on and my Superman T-shirt and my Batman trousers and went straight out," Mr. Hayden said. "I ran round there and she," that's the mother, "was at the front window calling for help. They were both crying."
Members of the Jewish community, the Lord Mayor and the Sheriff of Norwich came together on Sunday to celebrate the Jewish festival of Hanukkah with the lighting of a 9-foot-tall menorah outside the forum. Visiting Rabbi Yitzchok Kay from Manchester lit the menorah in front of a crowd of around 100 people made up of members of Norwich's Orthodox and liberal Jewish communities. Marion Prinsley, president of the Norwich Hebrew congregation, said it had been a wonderful event, adding that, given the long history of Jews in Norwich, it was very moving to be able to celebrate the festival publicly. As well as the lighting of the Chanukah candle holder, donuts and latkes, potato pancakes, were handed out. Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Light, is an 8-day Jewish holiday which celebrates hope over fear, light over darkness, and freedom over oppression.
Now get a load of this. Teenage sweethearts are celebrating their platinum wedding after enjoying 70 years of married life. Gerald and Vera Gant of Woodlands Road in New Cossey met in 1947 at a dance in a ballroom on St Crispin's Road and were married at City Hall before the year was out. "It was one of those things," said Mr Gant. "You meet someone and you just know they're the right one for you." He added that he was not in the least bit tired of his wife after so many years together. However, Mr Gant said he was at a loss to explain the secret of a long and happy marriage. He said, "I don't really know. We just pull together. She keeps me in order and I keep her in order." The former RAF driver worked as a postman for 36 years before retiring, while his wife began her career as a shop assistant before becoming a dinner lady at Larkman Lane Primary School, which is now the Norwich City Academy. "I still love driving," he said. "When I was in the RAF, I drove everything from small motorcycles to 10-ton cranes. Now I spend a lot of time in the garden, as we have a big garden, and I love fishing too." The couple, who are both 88, have three children, Linda, Michael and Alan, 9 grandchildren and 16 great-grandchildren, who all live in Norfolk. Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip also celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary this year.
A fun and engaging dance programme aimed at preventing falls among older people is coming to Norfolk. Dance to Health combines evidence-based physiotherapy with the creativity, expression and energy of dance. A £2.3 million expansion has allowed the programme to run for 2 years, where it will involve over 800 older people and 800 volunteers. 63 programmes will be delivered across England and Wales in collaboration with regional health and dance partners. Dance to Health is managed by ESOP and run in Norfolk in partnership with Dance East, Norfolk County Council and Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group. Ryan Hughes, Active Norfolk's Physical Activity Project Manager, said, "Falls and their associated after effects are a significant issue for Norfolk's older population and their support service providers. Participation in regular physical activity can help to prevent falls from happening, so we are really pleased to have Dance to Health in our county, which will provide an exciting, adapted approach to fall prevention work. We are hoping that the programme will prove to be a popular tool in engaging older people into sustained physical activity."
Well, sadly, that's all for this part of Chatterbox. Ree Chakraborty and John Francis will be here with part two very shortly, and they'll have more news, information desk, and what's on with Margaret Thompson. So for now, it's goodbye and a very happy new year from her, Sarah Lomax,
and him, Rupert Hipwell.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.